Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because the topic we're diving into is one of the most fascinating in the entire specification, variation and evolution. That's topic 7.3. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know from the difference between genetic and environmental variation, all the way through to how natural selection drives the formation of entirely new species. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to answer a 6-mark natural selection question with confidence, avoid the most common mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year, and you'll have a handful of memory tricks that'll stick with you right into the exam hall. So let's get started. Let's begin with variation, the idea that individuals within a species are not identical. Now, this might seem obvious, but examiners want you to be really precise about the causes of variation, and this is where a lot of candidates drop marks. There are two main types of variation. First, genetic variation. This is caused by differences in the genome. It includes things like blood group, eye color, and tongue rolling ability. These characteristics are determined entirely by your genes, and no amount of environmental change will alter them. Your blood group is your blood group. Full stop. The second type is environmental variation. This is caused by the conditions in which an organism lives and grows. Think about language. You weren't born speaking English or French. You learned it from your environment. Skin tan is another great example. Your genes might give you the potential to tan, but whether you actually do depends on sun exposure. Now, here's the really important bit, and this is where many candidates go wrong. Some characteristics are influenced by both genes and the environment. Height is the classic example. Your genes set the potential range for how tall you can grow, but your actual height depends on factors like nutrition and health during childhood. Weight, intelligence, and even some aspects of behavior fall into this both category. So when an exam question asks you to distinguish between genetic and environmental variation, be careful. Don't just say height's genetic. That's only half the story and you'll lose the mark. Now let's talk about mutations. A mutation is a random change in the genetic material, specifically in the DNA sequence. I want you to notice that word, random. Examiners specifically credit the word random when candidates describe mutations, so please use it. Mutations happen all the time, spontaneously, and most of them have no noticeable effect on the phenotype at all. Some are harmful, they might disrupt the production of an important protein, but occasionally, a mutation is beneficial. It produces a new characteristic that actually helps the organism survive better in its environment. And this is where evolution begins. Right, let's move on to the big one, natural selection. This is the mechanism by which evolution happens, and it's a process you need to be able to explain in a logical step-by-step sequence. Here's how I want you to think about it. Imagine a population of rabbits. Within that population, there is variation. Some rabbits are slightly faster, some are slightly slower. This variation exists because of random mutations and, in sexually reproducing species, because of the mixing of genetic material during reproduction. Now, a predator arrives, let's say a fox. The fox hunts the rabbits. Which rabbits does the fox catch? The slower ones, of course. The faster rabbits are better adapted to survive. They can escape. This is the environmental pressure or selection pressure. The faster rabbits survive. They live long enough to reproduce. And when they reproduce, they pass on the alleles, the gene variants, that code for faster running to their offspring. Over many generations, the allele for faster running becomes more and more common in the population. The population has changed, evolution has occurred. Now, I want to be really clear about something that trips up a lot of candidates. Natural selection acts on populations, not on individuals. An individual rabbit doesn't evolve during its lifetime. It's the population that changes over generations as allele frequencies shift. This is a really common misconception. And if you write, the rabbits adapted to become faster without mentioning populations and generations, you'll lose marks. Let's also talk about speciation, the formation of new species. If a population becomes geographically isolated, say a group of rabbits gets cut off on an island, the two groups experience different selection pressures. Different mutations arise, different alleles become common. Over a very long time, the two populations become so genetically different that they can no longer interbreed to produce fertile offspring. At that point, they are classified as separate species. This is how the incredible biodiversity of life on Earth has developed. And finally, let's touch on extinction. A species becomes extinct when it cannot adapt quickly enough to a change in its environment. If the environment changes rapidly, due to climate change, habitat destruction, or the arrival of a new predator or disease, and the species doesn't have the genetic variation needed to produce well-adapted individuals, then all members of the species die without reproducing. The species is gone forever. This is why genetic diversity within a species is so important. It's the raw material for natural selection. Okay, let's get into exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip number one, always use the word random when describing mutations. Examiners specifically look for this. A mutation is a random change in the DNA. Say it, write it, remember it. Tip number two, when answering a natural selection question, you must follow the sequence. Variation exists in the population, the selection pressure acts, better adapted individuals survive and reproduce, advantageous alleles are passed to offspring, allele frequency in the population changes over generations. If you miss any of these steps, you'll lose marks. Tip number three, do not confuse genetic variation with environmental variation. A common wrong answer is to say that a characteristic is purely genetic when it's actually influenced by both. If in doubt, ask yourself, could this characteristic change during the organism's lifetime? If yes, the environment is probably involved. Tip number four, when a question uses the command word explain, you must give a reason, not just describe what happens. Use the word because to force yourself to link cause and effect. For example, don't just say the better adapted rabbits survive. Say the better adapted rabbits survive because they are more likely to escape predators and therefore more likely to reproduce and pass on their advantageous alleles. Tip number five, distinguish clearly between sexual and asexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction produces genetic variation. This is its key advantage. Asexual reproduction is faster and more energy efficient, but produces genetically identical offspring. Examiners frequently ask candidates to compare these two methods, and you need to be precise, right? Let's test yourself with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is a mutation? A random change in the genetic material, specifically in the DNA sequence. Question two, what is the key advantage of sexual reproduction over asexual reproduction? Sexual reproduction produces genetic variation in offspring. Question three, in natural selection, which individuals are more likely to survive and reproduce? Individuals that are better adapted to their environment. Question four, what happens to the frequency of advantageous alleles over generations? The frequency increases, they become more common in the population. Question five, what causes extinction? When a species cannot adapt quickly enough to changes in its environment, brilliant work for sticking with me to the end. Let's do a super quick summary of what we've covered today. Variation can be genetic, environmental, or caused by both. Mutations are random changes in DNA. Most have no effect, some are harmful, and occasionally one is beneficial. Natural selection is the process by which better adapted individuals survive, reproduce, and pass on advantageous alleles, changing the allele frequency of the population over generations. Given enough time and isolation, this can lead to speciation, the formation of new species. And if a species cannot adapt quickly enough, it faces extinction. Remember, in the exam, use precise language, follow the logical sequence for natural selection questions, and always link cause to effect when the command word is explain. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.